Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the governor gave his budget address last week, but there's still a lot of concern as to what's going to happen with the cuts that were made to the previous year's budget when the governor blue-penciled that. So what's going on with the budget situation right now, and what are House Republicans hoping to bring about here?
Yes, to help address some of the governor's line item vetoes, which cut $6 billion from the 2015-16 state budget, the House last week passed several supplemental budget bills to restore funding for child advocacy centers that helped abused children, the state's correctional institutions, and hospital-based burn centers. All of the supplemental budget bills received bipartisan support and head to the Senate. Despite the governor already threatening to veto these bills that we recently passed, we're also hopeful that the governor will be able to understand how important these programs are and sign the bills and reconsider his position. Additionally, the House Appropriations Committee will begin its annual review of the budget proposals with hearings beginning on Monday, February 22nd. First on deck will be the Independent Fiscal Office with an economic and revenue outlook, and then the Treasury Department, Office of Auditor General, and other agencies will be appearing on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Hearings will continue through March 10th. I will be introducing supplemental appropriations legislation for our critical access hospitals in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and it's just immensely important that we get that state funding back to those hospitals that desperately need this money. Most of the critical access hospitals are rural in nature and operate on a very thin margin, unfortunately.
Also, there's some legislation that's now on the governor's desk that will give active duty military personnel a real boost here in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Yes, legislation to benefit military personnel by exempting them from the state's earned income tax, EIT, is now on the governor's desk for approval. The earned income tax in Pennsylvania is assessed by and payable to local municipalities. House Bill 561 would exempt wages or compensation paid to individuals on active duty military service from the earned income tax, regardless of whether it is earned for service within the borders of the Commonwealth or not. Currently, all active duty military pay is taxable as earned income unless it is received from the United States government for active duty outside Pennsylvania or for active duty for emergency, regardless of location. The bill did pass the House unanimously last June, and we hope the governor will sign this into law to help our military.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.